There is a grandfather in Illinois. He's suing his 13-year-old grandson for the death of the grandmom. What happened is the grandmom and the grandson out shopping.
Okay.
Grandmom says, hey, I need you to hop in the driver's seat, put the car in whatever, shift the car into gear.
Mm-hmm.
The boy ends up putting in reverse, hits the gas pedal instead of the brake, and runs the grandmom over and kills her. So now the grandfather's suing for wrongful death.
See, and it's one of those things, I think, like, you know, as a 13-year-old, as a 13-year-old boy, like, I remember when I was a 13-year-old boy, like, if granny asked me to do something, then I'd pretty much go and do it, because you do what your grandparents kind of tell you. But I think that it's weird that the grandfather is suing the grandson. That is very weird.
It is. So, who is right? Who's wrong in this case? You can tweet at PetchNameYear424-1234 to be part of the show.
Hi, Eagle 97.7.
Patch, who did Grandma leave all the money to?
Oh, good question.
Point.
Yeah, right. Good point. What's your name?
Andy.
If you do, you think that the grandfather has a lawsuit in this?
No, an accidental.
And that's the thing, like, you know, there has to be more going on where a grandfather would be willing to sue his grandson. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Andy, where are you calling from?
On the road, heading north.
Thank you for being the smartest one on the show today.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Karina.
Hey, what's going on?
I have a question. Why would you put a 13-year-old behind the wheel?
Well, that's what, I mean, at 13 years old, had you never driven a car before?
Correct. No, I didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
We used to take, my friend and I used to take her mom's car, like her parents' car, when we were kids. We were, I think, 13 or 14. And we would cruise around. It was this big Lincoln, too. And it was so obvious. We used to cruise around in it. And I said to her the one day, hey, you know, shouldn't we put gas in it? We've been driving around for a while. She goes, no, the car only uses gas when you push on the gas pedal. And I believed that until I was 19. I was warming my car up, and I was on empty. And my boyfriend at the time was like, stop letting your car run. You don't have any gas in it. That's how I learned the hard way.
You don't put a 13-year-old behind the wheel and ask them to do this, this, and that if they've never been behind it.
Yeah.
And the grandfather has no probable cause to go ahead and sue this child. It was accidental.
How much money do you think he would get anyway from a 13-year-old?
Nothing. Maybe a raw, but
I think it just depends how rich the parents are. Like, you know, if the grandfather doesn't like the wife's side of the or the husband's side, depending on which side he's on, and they've got a bunch of cash.
Or Andy had.
Caller said, how much money did the grandmother leave the grandson?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Milford.
Thank you for checking in. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Hey, it's Kayla. Good morning.
Hey, Kayla. What's up?
Well, you know, I'm thinking about, it's a sad story. It's a tragedy, actually. But grandma didn't have no business at all telling this 13-year-old to get behind the wheel.
She didn't, but when you were 13, you've never driven a car?
Yes, I smashed my dad's car.
See? So these things happen, and for the most part...
Of the garage, and oh my God, yeah, I did get in trouble, but, and I was 14, yes, but what do we know then? We think we know, we don't know.
Yeah.
So imagine this kid, I know how I feel now, thinking about it when I you know, smashed my dad's car. But can you imagine feeling that you killed your grandmother out of your own, lack of experience, for a better word? I don't know.
Kayla, when you had to tell your dad that you smashed his car, what did you contemplate running away? Did you contemplate, or you were just
I remember how just scared, but guess what? My father, the only thing he said, are you okay? And I'm like, yes, I'm okay. And that was it. And he didn't talk to me for about a month or something. And that was the worst punishment I could have had.
Oh. Aw.
Right. He showed that he was angry and in disapproval. So to me, that killed me more than anything. Because I just disappointed him.
Oh, Kayla, thank you for checking in.
Okay. Bye-bye, guys.